Breakfast with Martin Bester.
What a pleasure to welcome on the show the one and only, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Lira! Lira! So good to see you. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. Good to see you guys.
You look fabulous.
Thank you, thank you.
Do you enjoy the voice?
I do. I love it. I love it. I really do.
Were you surprised at the winner?
No, not necessarily. When everybody auditions, you can already tell who's likely to make it all the way. Yeah. There's always like a handful that are quite outstanding.
Yeah.
So I'm not necessarily surprised, no.
The contestants were on this show. I asked them to sing like their coach.
They did.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah,
yes.
I did.
And the twins were here. I mean, they're boys.
Do you want to hear? Let's see if you turn your chair again. This were the PJ twins singing, doing Lira.
I just want to feel good every day. I want to feel a smile upon my face. I want to feel the joy of the day. I want to feel the light in every moment. Singing la 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 la. La la la.
I love it.
La 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 la. La la.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's so them. It's so them. I'm glad that they kept it, the PJ twins. I'm glad.
Yes.
You don't have to turn the chair, actually. You can turn back again.
Just turn around.
Just turn back again. Shame, it's old habits that die.
No worries.
Listen, so we all saw on social media last night about this Barbie doll. And by the way, it is here live in studio with us. Yes,
indeed.
Yes, Barbie Lira.
Is it Barbie Lira?
It's the Lira Barbie.
It's the Lira Barbie.
Now, when you saw it the first time, were you impressed?
I was. Because the first thing that made an impression on me was her hair.
Yeah.
And that's actually my favorite thing about the... Because I was worried. I was like, what are we going to do with the hair? How are we going to get that right?
Yes. I was actually going to say that it's so great that they... literally did it like that, because I know you've always embraced, you know, who you are.
Absolutely.
I think you mentioned it in one of the interviews as well. Your skin tone, your hair, your everything. Proudly South African,
yes.
Proudly you. So they had to make sure that they match it.
Exactly. And I mean, it's a very special and specific technology to achieve this particular look.
I must apologize. I started playing the wrong music. Obviously, the right music to play for this bit would be...
In the Puppy World. Yes!
Let's be honest, it's going to get annoying, right?
Indeed.
It's going to get a little annoying. So here it is. A first African person that are Barbie. How did they even get to you? How did this happen?
They gave me a call and said,
The Barbie people
gave me a call. And I mean, I just couldn't believe it. My agent called me and says, "Oh, Lee, you won't believe it." So I said, "What?
Not believe it?"
So I didn't believe it. Mm. So, but they basically said Barbie's celebrating her 60th anniversary, and they do this Sheroes or celebrating the role models around the world. They pick women who are outstanding and really speak the same language as they do in terms of what they're trying to do with young girls, encourage them to be all they can be. So they choose people who are doing really different work and are really authentic, are inspirational. Sure. And they said they've identified me as such a person, and they would love to honor me with a once-off Lira doll made in my image and likeness. And I thought to myself, well, this is interesting. And truly, my concern was always my hair. You think to yourself, you've got short hair, you know, Barbies have long flowing hair, and so how's that going to work?
Yeah.
But specifically because I've been authentic is why I was an appealing option for this particular campaign, and as well that I embody a lot of what they were trying to put across. So then I had a look at the other Sheroes and I was blown away as to how closely they looked to the people that they were honoring. So then I sent pictures through, I sent outfits that I would have loved the doll to have. And then I was in LA, so then I went to the design center. And I was doing a tour and just sort of seeing how the whole process goes. I didn't think that the doll would be ready because they told me it's going to take so much time. And so that was cool. So I was like, okay, let's see how it's done. So I went through the entire department, from people who do the hair, who do the makeup, who do the shoes, who the lady who does the clothes, just literally every little detail. There's up to 50 people that are involved in producing a single doll.
Wow.
So once we, so then all my pictures were there. I was like, so I thought, you know, we were still deciding on little detail. They were like, well, we're ready to reveal. I was like, what?
What?
She's ready. So when I saw her, I was taken aback. The hair was my favorite thing. And when I saw all the pictures, they really did their best to, given the pictures that I'd given them, this doll looks like that.
So this is based on a specific picture or pictures that you've given them?
Absolutely.
You
see, it's like spot on.
Oh, wow.
Spot on, do you see?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we have to do the picture and the doll, and the, yeah.
Yes, of course, I'll send you this. I'll send you this.
Does the doll sing? No?
She's got a mic. She's got a mic, we'll give her that.
She's got a mic.
She's got a mic.
Do you know some of those dolls you pull like a...
Yes, or you press the button, press the toes. Can we press the toes? Let's see what happens if we press the toes.
Press the toe and let's hear if the doll will start singing.
We'll start singing. Yeah. No, she's not going to do that. She's just here.
You know what? It should be singing.
She's the poser here.
Can I tell you? So, we know what the word doll is in Afrikaans? Poppy.
A poppy, not rarig. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And here is a poppy met a rocky. So, if you don't start putting out an Afrikaans dance album anytime,
right? This is like the opportune time. An authentic, real poppy.
We can do this in Afrikaans.
Exa Bobby.
Exa Bobby Poppy. Fun a Bobby Val.
Let's work on it.
Maar ek sien 'n plastic nie. Hier is nie 'n plastic nie.
Dit is plastic. Exa Bobby Poppy. Fun a Bobby Val. Ex fantasties. Ek is plasties. Yo!
Oh, no.
It's done. It's done.
You're welcome, Lira.
Signed, sealed,
shop.
And delivered.
It's so great catching up with you. What's next for Lira?
Well, I'm back in the country just doing tours like crazy, but it's wonderful. I mean, I've got performances every single weekend up until about end of October, so I'm looking forward to that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's a really good season.
I also saw a tweet of yours coming through about your personal life. I'm guessing you do it that way so that you break the news to people. So that it doesn't come via the via.
Unfortunately,
the via.
Yeah, because if there's speculations and it's all over the place, it was really from them. Yeah.
It's about your separation.
Indeed.
Are you okay?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
You're good.
We are good.
Yeah.
Okay. We are good.
That's nice
good.
Of you.
We're
that's
good.
Nice of you.
We're very good.
Congratulations with this amazing milestone.
Thank you.
Yes.
The Lira Barbie. Do people buy
no,
it? What,
so,
how
so,
does it work?
So this is a complete honor. It's the highest honor that the Barbie brand can offer to anyone around the world. Okay. So I think for me, even a more higher honor is that I'm the first African to be bestowed with this. So they've done 49 across the world. I'm the 50th on their 60th anniversary.
Oh.
And the first one in the African continent.
Can we buy it?
No, not this particular one. So here's another thing that I discovered once I got to the design center. There's Barbie dolls that are even darker than my skin tone.
Okay.
They've got Afro hair, braids that are fuller figured.
Mm-hmm.
So everything you could possibly imagine exists within the brand. I just wasn't aware. So when I got there, I was like, whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
It's not just blonde Barbie.
No, I was taken aback. So the brand has made moves towards, I mean, there's even gender fluid Barbies.
Mm.
Which is very current, which is very relevant for now. So there's a Barbie for everyone, and this one is mine, unfortunately. But
10,000
maybe one day, right?
50
But I adore it.
100 last question.
Yes.
As you know, Barbie is going to have to get a Ken at some point. What's Ken going to look like?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know.
She's like, nope, no.
If I were you, I wouldn't answer that question. What? Thanks for coming in. You are
awesome.
So cool.
Pleasure.
You're so amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, Lira, pictures, videos of the Lira Barbie as brought to the studio live here on Jackie Rani FM. Go and check it out on our social and our blog. Thanks for popping in. All the best.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
This is
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is een vrek lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.